protests over the beating death of a black motorist. I'm Jill Nato, Fox News. Protests in Memphis, where five police officers are seen on body cam footage beating Tyree Nichols. That video just released last night showing the cops using pepper spray, kicking Nichols and hitting him with a baton. Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Memphis.
There was a confrontation at the car. He ran, and then there was a second confrontation. The final beating took place less than 100 yards from his house where he lived with his parents. According to attorneys for the family, he called out for his mother and said, "What did I do?"
Nichols died 3 days later. Demonstrations broke out last night in Atlanta, in L.A., and in New York City, where a man was arrested for breaking a police cruiser window. Reuters reports the Iran-backed Hezbollah is praising Friday's attack on a Jerusalem synagogue by a Palestinian.
Seven people were killed, several injured, including three critically, when a gunman opened fire at a synagogue in East Jerusalem. The gunman, being described as Palestinian, was shot and is killed, according to reports. It happened, according to accounts, as worshipers were leaving the synagogue after Friday night prayers. There are reports that children were among the casualties. The area around that synagogue is now locked down. It's not believed there any other gunmen involved.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he takes full responsibility after classified documents were found at his home. He told Fox,
"We should not have had classified documents at our home in Indiana. Mistakes were made."
His is the latest case of sensitive materials discovered at a residence. Documents also found with former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago and at President Biden's Delaware home. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A court in San Francisco ordered the release of video footage and a 911 call from last year's attack on the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Security camera footage shows suspect David DePapp breaking a window of the Pelosi home in the overnight hours. Video taken from a police officer's body camera reveals the moment of attack.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey. What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling this.
Officers are seen struggling. The handcuffed DePapp is Paul Pelosi, the husband of then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, lie motionless. An earlier call he made to 911 was also revealed.
He told me not to do anything.
Nancy Pelosi was not in California at the time. DePapp has pleaded not guilty to state and federal charges that include attempted murder. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton says a driver tried to ram a vehicle into security barriers Friday, forcing the camp's main gate to be closed. Security deployed final denial barriers and disabled it. Dozens injured in a massive pileup on a snowy Wisconsin highway.
At least 85 cars were involved in a major crash on I-35 and 90. 27 people hurt enough to be taken to a hospital, their conditions not known. Not only cars, but several semi-trucks in the pileup, which occurred on icy roads during whiteout conditions. It took nearly 10 hours to clear before the highway was fully reopened to traffic. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
NASA says a green comet that hasn't been near Earth in 50,000 years is headed our way again. It'll be visible to the naked eye, especially this coming Wednesday. Then it's supposed to speed off. Until NATO, this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.